You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's January 30th, 2025, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill video game podcast. My name is John Wall, and every week I bring you my video game impressions, the latest industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in 15 minutes or your next podcast is free. Thank you so much for tuning in today. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about the upcoming Assassin's Creed Shadows. But first, let's check out some of the week's gaming news. And it looks like people still really like video games, and pretty much all the major platforms are doing quite well. It's been roses across the board, with Nintendo recently announcing the Switch 2, which is due to release later this year and is projected to sell 1 bazillion units. And now both Sony and Microsoft have something to be happy about, with recently released data showing that sales of the PlayStation 5 are actually outpacing those of the PS4 in the US. And if you remember, people really liked the PlayStation 4. So Sony is continuing to print money with their hardware. And over there in Redmond, Xbox is celebrating the news that in December, during the busy holiday shopping season, they were the number one publisher in the world, with almost $500 million spent on Xbox-published titles during that month. This was largely due to the momentum of Call of Duty Black Ops 6, but they also had the newly released Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. So, at least for now, their plan of making Xbox games more widely available seems to be paying off. Look at that. Everybody gets a trophy. Or maybe an achievement. One of my favorite video game series of all time has been Assassin's Creed. And the thing that I love most about those games has always been exploring the intricately detailed worlds that they create. From the streets of Rome to the pyramids of Giza, they always put a ton of love and attention into those cities. And you get the sense that they take that aspect of game development very seriously, even if they obviously, you know, take some liberties in the name of gameplay. It is still a video game, after all. Now, with Assassin's Creed Shadows, which comes out on March 20th, players will finally get to explore a country that has been a highly requested setting since practically the very beginning of the series, Japan. Beginning in 1579, during the Azuchi Momoyama period, Shadows will allow players to take control of two characters, both a ninja and samurai, as they take the fight against the Templars to areas like Kobe, Osaka, and Kyoto. And as someone who went to Japan just a few months ago, I am super excited to explore an area of Japan that I got to spend some time in. So I thought it would be fun this week to share some of the places that you'll be visiting in the game, as well as a few spots that I'm hoping that they include. Consider me like a virtual travel agent, if you will. It's just a vacation filled with more killing and maiming than your last trip to Wisconsin Dells. First is Osaka Castle, one of the most iconic locations in all of Japan. Construction on the castle didn't begin until 1583, a couple of years after the start of the game, but my guess is that the story of the game covers at least several years and that we'll get a chance to scale the walls of the castle at some point during the adventure. It was built by Toyotomi Hideyoshi, who came from a peasant upbringing, and rose to be Kampaku. I'm trying with the pronunciation, guys. the highest position a noble can achieve, but he died just 1 year after its construction. It was also the scene of the Siege of Osaka in 1614, but I don't know if the game will go that far into history. We'll see. Even though the original castle was destroyed and rebuilt twice, the current structure, which was rebuilt in 1931, and the original 17th century walls are still standing. It's very cool. Next is Azuchi Castle, which has already been revealed to be a major location in the game. It was built on top of a mountain alongside Lake Biwa, and it's strategically placed to keep an eye on what was going on in Kyoto. The lavish fortress was meant to intimidate the enemies of Oda Nobunaga, but was burned to the ground only a few years after its completion, shortly after his assassination. Himeji Castle is one of the most iconic and most visited castles in all of Japan and has been standing for over 700 years. It was featured in a mission shown off during recent previews of the game, so we know that you'll be spending time there. It was built in the year 1333. It has a massive complex with turrets and storehouses and all sorts of corridors, which should offer a really cool location for sneaking around and hunting your targets. It's actually such an iconic symbol of Japan that it even has its own Lego set, which just so happens to be sitting on my bookshelf. If you watched the FX series Shogun, which you should because it's fantastic, then you will probably recognize Sakai, the port city in Osaka, in the Osaka region, rather, of Japan. It was a very important trading port in the 16th century, which brought in visitors like Portuguese merchants and Christian missionaries. It also seems to play an important role in the game. I'm also hoping that you'll get to visit Kofun, the famous and massive keyhole-shaped burial mounds, which date all the way back to the 15th century. Those things, Google that. Those are amazing looking. So those are all the locations that, well, not all of them, but some of the locations that we either know or are heavily hinted at being in Assassin's Creed Shadows. But there are still a lot of places that we don't know about and that I am personally really hoping to visit in the game, like the Gion district of Kyoto. This was absolutely one of my favorite areas to hang out in. It's just gorgeous and full of history, like the Yasuka Shrine and Pagoda, which were established about 1,000 years before the events of the game. So they're really old. That tower is probably my wife's single favorite place in all of Japan. And I think it would be really cool to dive off the top of that thing into a pile of hay. Then there is the Inari Shrine in Fushimi, also in Kyoto, which was established in the year 711. The shrine sits at the base of a mountain with paths leading all the way up. There's also an inner shrine further up the mountain, which you walk to along a path lined with thousands and thousands of torii gates. The gates are believed to protect the spirits, or kami, which bring good fortune to merchants and businesses. It's also an absolutely stunning place to walk and spend the afternoon. Finally, there's the Arashiyama district in western Kyoto, which is known for its beautiful natural scenery. There's Mount Arashi, which is right next to the Oi River, and of course the famous bamboo groves. I spent a day exploring that area and it was so gorgeous. And if they include Mount Arashi in the game, I'm going to go straight there and go to the top of the mountain because they have monkeys there. And I climbed that mountain and I fed the monkeys, and it was amazing, and I want to go back. So, yeah, there you go. I am very excited to play Assassin's Creed Shadows on March 20th. I fell in love with Japan while I was there, and, you know, my kids have been begging to go back ever since, and let's be honest, dropping $70 for the game is going to be a heck of a lot cheaper than four more plane tickets. Lastly, this week, I want to send out some more positive vibes, and this time to Washington Post games critic Gene Park. So, last week, Gene got a lot of hate and harassment sent his way because he appeared on a show with a creator that a lot of people find questionable. Now, I don't like that creator either. I think he's a giant D-bag. You know, and if Gene hanging out with someone who you think is an a-hole makes you not want to follow him or read his work, then absolutely go right ahead. That is your right, and nobody should think otherwise. We all choose who we support for a variety of reasons. A lot of things can play a factor, including who they associate with. Here's the thing, though. You can do that without throwing hurtful and mean comments at a person. Every story I've read or social media posts I've seen from Gene tells me that he's a decent guy. So for people to tell him that they hope he dies, that they want him to get cancer again, which he's already beaten once, that's just sick and makes them no better than the people that they think are so awful in the first place. And I know that this hurt Gene deeply, so I want to send positive vibes to him. There are enough true villains out there that I don't think we need to make new ones out of people just because we don't like their friends. That's just me, though. Also, before I go, it's been kind of a week, so a reminder that if you or someone you love is transgender and looking for help or resources, please check out Trans Lifeline. They are an amazing organization and have lots of tools for whatever you need. You can visit translifeline.org, or if you're in the U.S., you can call them at 877-565-8860. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch new episodes of the show Thursday mornings wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review while you're there. If you have a question or a comment, you can leave me a voicemail at speakpipe.com/sidequest, and you can find me on Blue Sky by searching for Midlife Side Quest. So, until next time, be well and happy gaming.